The events surrounding the death of Kim Jong-nam continue to evolve. While authorities haven't been able to identify the cause of death yet, police have expanded their suspect list to include Hyun Kwang-song, the second secretary at the North Korean embassy in Malaysia, and two other North Koreans. Authorities have also asked Interpol to apprehend four North Koreans who left the country following the assault. North Korea's central news agency blamed Malaysia for the death and accused the country of an unfriendly attitude. Malaysia's defense minister called similar remarks by the North's ambassador rude. Malaysian police say they have been very fair in their investigation. While this event took place in Malaysia and involves a North Korean of the Kim leadership lineage, Kim Jong-nam lived in China following his 2001 failed attempt to enter Japan to visit Disneyland. No definitive links have been made between the death of Kim and North Korea, but United States and South Korean officials believe that Pyongyang was behind the attack. If proven true, what could the effect be on Sino-North Korean relations, since China is North Korea's largest trading partner and ally? Bilateral relations with North Korea have been difficult at best, so
China doesn't like what North Korea is doing, but it's been unwilling to implement pressure or implement the UN sanctions on North Korea.
That's Bruce Klingner, Senior Research Fellow on Northeast Asia at the Heritage Foundation. And Bonnie Glazer, Senior Advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, adds,
I think that you can add this alleged assassination of Kim Jong-nam to a long list of issues that are causing greater friction in the China-North Korea relationship.
Like the missile and nuclear tests. Glazer says there's another factor that could be contributing to the friction between Pyongyang and Beijing.
And that is that Beijing is looking for issues on which it can cooperate with the Trump administration.
The key thing to watch, says Roger Baker, Stratfor Vice President of Strategic Analysis, is whether or not China feels North Korea's actions are starting to undermine Beijing's interests.
The Chinese have long accepted many of the things that North Korea does, primarily because in the end, they don't ultimately create a sense of risk for China itself. And this has even gone to their nuclear program.
Klingner adds,
perhaps the assassination of Kim Jong-nam goes beyond what their anger at North Korea for the various missile and nuclear tests. So we've seen China announce it would halt its coal imports from North Korea. But before they did that, they had expedited a lot of shipments so that perhaps they already had reached the 2017 quota.
With the Kim Jong-nam assassination conducted openly, Baker says that if North Korea once again finds itself listed on terrorism watch lists, China may be asked to treat Pyongyang accordingly. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.